Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 29th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So the headline story today is one that I think every merchant listening to this should act on immediately. Google has added AI shopping visibility insights to Merchant Center. This is genuinely new ground. For the first time, retailers can actually see how their products are performing across Google's AI-powered shopping services, not just traditional search, but AI overviews, AI mode, and the conversational shopping experiences Google has been rolling out all year. Up until now, understanding whether AI was recommending your products was essentially a black box. Google just cracked it open, and if you're running an e-commerce operation, you need to log into Merchant Center and start exploring these new metrics this week. But here's what makes this really interesting. On the same day, Search Engine Land published multiple pieces that essentially form a new framework for AI-era discovery. One argues that brand depth, not just citations or keyword rankings, often determines what AI systems recommend. Another introduces a concept called YBYS, which stands for Your Brand Equals Your SEO. The core idea is that the easiest way to survive AI search may be the least exciting SEO advice ever: build a real brand. Not a collection of keyword-optimized pages, but a genuine brand that people search for by name, discuss in forums, and review across platforms. AI systems are synthesizing your entire digital footprint, and the brands with real depth are the ones getting recommended. Google also expanded its customer acquisition targeting with a new prospects mode, which uses AI to help brands reach entirely new, brand-unaware audiences earlier in the discovery journey. Think of it as the complement to the Merchant Center visibility tools. One shows you how visible you are to AI shoppers, the other helps you reach shoppers who haven't encountered your brand yet. Now, shifting to retail, there's a really compelling story from Dick's Sporting Goods. They've launched an agentic AI-powered shopping advisor called Coach by Dick's. It lives in their mobile app and provides personalized product recommendations and athletic training tips based on a customer's sport, proficiency level, and goals. What's notable is that they built it using Adobe Brand Concierge. This is a major retailer going beyond basic chatbot territory into genuine agentic commerce, an AI that doesn't just answer questions but actively guides customers through complex purchasing decisions. Dick's CTO, Vlad Rak, described it as meeting athletes where they are on their sports journey. I think this is a signal that retailer-owned AI advisors are becoming a real differentiator, not just a novelty. Meanwhile, Best Buy's incoming CEO, Jason Bonfig, made a statement on their earnings call that captures the broader transformation happening across retail. He said, and I quote, "We're not just a retailer anymore." Best Buy posted 2% revenue growth to $8.9 billion in Q1, with comps up 2% and net earnings up nearly 37%. But the strategic signal was in Bonfig's priorities, expanding into retail media and advertising, which follows the Amazon playbook of building secondary revenue streams on top of your customer base. When Best Buy's next CEO defines the company as a media and technology company that happens to sell electronics, it tells you where the industry is heading. Over in the DTC world, Retail Dive published a deep analysis of the Everlane Shine acquisition that adds important context to what we covered earlier in the week. The article argues that Everlane had already been transitioning to fast fashion long before Shine entered the picture, with analysts pegging the company's debt at $90 million. Deanne Campbell from Storewise described the Shine deal as, quote, "almost an inevitable afterthought." Meanwhile, founder Michael Praisman's new brand Still Radical continues to gain traction. The real lesson for DTC brands is that financial pressure from venture capital and private equity backers can gradually erode the very brand principles that made you valuable in the first place. On the trade policy front, CBP has now raised accepted tariff refunds to $85 billion through its dedicated portal, with $20.6 billion already certified and disbursed. This is the ongoing fallout from the Supreme Court ruling, and it's creating real financial complexity for importers who need to track liquidation timelines and ensure their refund applications are properly processed. And finally, a quick partner ecosystem update. Hoover released a new checkout integration for Air Wallets at version 1.0, which is significant for Magento merchants selling internationally. Air Wallets supports over 160 currencies with competitive FX rates, and combining that with Hoover's performance-optimized checkout gives international merchants a genuinely compelling payment stack. If you're processing cross-border payments through a traditional gateway, it's worth evaluating what this combination could save you. Pulling this all together, the theme today is clear. AI visibility is no longer theoretical. It's measurable, it's actionable, and the tools are arriving. Google's Merchant Center updates, the brand depth framework, and the new prospects targeting mode all point in the same direction. The merchants who invest in genuine brand building and use these new measurement tools to iterate will be the ones who dominate AI-mediated commerce. The ones who keep playing the old keyword game will wonder why they're invisible. That's your OnTap Daily for May 29th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.